Things are becoming bizarre, my friends. This is Tony. Hope you're all doing well. We're going to get into a number of things in this video. Something that happened during the eclipse, which almost no one knows about. Something that happened in the ocean, in the Atlantic Ocean near South Africa. Something the size of Texas. 80-foot tall waves. 2,000 miles across. We'll get into that in this video. And actually, believe it or not, it happened more than one time in history. Both seemingly around the time of an eclipse. Also, I'm going to get into a number of other stuff in this video. We're going to talk about the fact that now the Dollar Tree is more like the $10 tree. They're actually announcing items that cost $7 at the Dollar Tree. And we're going to get into a number of other things also in this video. What's going on all around us? Apparently a number of dollar stores are closing. And we're going to get into also some scandal that happened recently. And also much more as we get into this video. Also, we're going to get into this other anomaly that happened 2 years ago as well. First, though, before we get into it, I got to mention food supply, 25-year shelf life. Link is in the description for this, folks. You're going to definitely want to be prepared considering all the things going on around us. And actually, I think this is specifically tied to the eclipse. Now, of course, a lot of people are like, oh, nothing happened during the eclipse. Well, technically, no. Actually, there were some things. I can actually show you two things that are just going to blow your mind that happened that I haven't even talked about yet. One of them was just one of the things I kind of give you a glance at. What, 2,000-mile, 80-foot-tall waves in an area right across from South Africa. But there's actually another thing that happened near the sun as well. We'll get into that also. All on the eclipse. Yes, indeed. And actually, I think, again, a lot of people don't know what the eclipse was. I believe it was a marker. And then we have 40, of course, days for our nation to change its ways, folks. We'll get into that as well. But like I said, first of all, I got to mention food supply, 25-year shelf life. Link is in the description. 1 week worth for $49. They also have a Grid Doctor solar generator system. I have something very similar to this. And you can get this for $447. Link is in the description for both these. Actually has other options available. You can get 3 months worth of food supply and other options also. Also, this book here, The Lost Ways, How Your Great-Great-Grandfather Lived Without Electricity, How to Build a Cellar, Do Things Around the House Like They Did in the Old Days, hundreds of pages illustrated. You're going to want to have it before something happens. And after this video, you're going to have to ask yourself what's going on, folks, because indeed, I think we're in a unique time. I think we're seeing the man upstairs, God himself, laying down some things, folks, some law, all right? We're going to see what happens. I think you're going to see some big changes over the next 40 days. At any rate, also, let's just get back to the video. So we have a lot of stuff to talk about. I mentioned about Dollar Tree. Now, of course, obviously, things used to be a dollar there. Now they're actually having items that are $7 here. I used to joke that it's going to be $5 tree or $10 tree soon. No longer a joke. Also, we had this chain store, 99 cents only chain stores, close. All of them, 400 locations. Liquidation sales starting, already started. It was on Friday. It was already last Friday. So, they went out of business, and now they're starting to say that actually a number of these dollar stores are going to be going out of business as well. A lot of people are not able to afford some of the stuff in Walmart and Kroger, and they go to places like the dollar store to get something cheaper. Now those places are shutting down. Dollar stores are shutting down across America. They did this to themselves, according to CNN Business. Of course, in reality, I believe it's not they did it to themselves, but rather it's inflation and it's crime. And with inflation, of course, it's much higher than we realize. And I think it's all a result of them printing all that money, folks. And actually, I'm going to show you the real inflation, something they can't hide, folks. I'll show you that in a little bit. But also, we have a scandal that happened. We'll get into that also. So we have here credit card delinquency rates were worst on record in Fed study for, I believe it was February. No, it was fourth quarter last year. That's what it was. Actually, I heard the one that was on February was the worst also. So we're seeing credit card delinquency rates at highest levels right now, and it's because of what's happened to our economy. Now we even have McDonald's $25 deal. This is supposed to be a coupon, okay? You saw their kiosks, right? It just showed you some kiosks. So they have Cosmics now that are opening up, so then they can easily get rid of employees, honestly. And we're going to see this also happen in other places as well. $25 deal for what? 40 McNuggets and two fries for $25. And this is supposed to be the coupon. This isn't like the normal price. This is the coupon. So the normal price would be like 40 bucks for like 40 McNuggets or nuggets and two fries. Really? Yes, that's exactly what prices we're seeing now, folks. That's where it's gone. And also Burger King. And this, I believe, is part of it as well. I believe, honestly, all this inflation we're seeing is just showing us the times we're in, folks. Because here you have even major Burger King franchisee in California says he can't roll out order kiosks fast enough due to the state's new $20 fast food minimum wage. So they're trying to get rid of employees. And this is what I said would happen because they increased the minimum wage to $20. We even have a celebrity chef saying that celebrity chef Robert Irvine predicts California opened the gateways to minimum wage problem in America. So if more states do this, it's just going to be a problem that's going to compound everywhere. And then on top of that, look what happened right after the eclipse, folks. We have Iran, of course, you know, starting a WAR over there, folks, Middle East. And I think you were just starting to see the beginning of this. It's going to start really going, folks. We're going to start seeing a lot of stuff happening over the next 40 days. And it's not going to be look normal. Let's just put it that way. And this is just the first example. I believe there's going to be more things like this in the next 40 days. And I think it's all because we were told through this eclipse that we have 40 days. And how were we told that, folks? Through the Jonah. So Jonah went to Nineveh, and then right when he arrived, there was an eclipse. And they were given 40 days to change their ways. And of course, that will put us at the date of Pentecost coming up here. I think it's like May 18th, May 19th. So we have until May 18th, May 19th. America's already had their 7 years. There's an X over America. And of course, the question is, are people going to change their ways in America? Are they or not? And we talked about this in previous videos. I mentioned about, let's see if I can find it. I don't even think I have it open here. I had a link where I showed this text. Yeah, here it is. I think this is it right here. One sec here. Yep, this is it. All right, so the eclipse took place around when Jonah arrived to Nineveh and urged the people to change their ways, otherwise the city will be gone. And you're seeing this WAR starting up with Iran. That's just the beginning. So, of course, also, we had this happen, a scandal with our wonderful beloved Prez, his Labor Department, for lying about non-public inflation data with a secret group of Wall Street super users, meaning you and I are not allowed to know what the inflation rate is, folks. We're just told it's 3%. And then they are telling these super users what the real inflation rate is, which, like I said, is easy to calculate. You just use the 1980s formula. It's not 3%. It's more like 12 to 16%. And actually, even with that data, I'm kind of thinking that's a little skewed, because if you look at the cost of stamps, or if you look at how much, like when I did my taxes, I looked at how much it cost. And we're going to get into this this anomaly in a second here, folks. I just wanted to get into some of this first. If you look at the cost of stamps right now, in 4 months, it went up 8%. Check this out. Twice. They increased the price twice in 4 months. About 16% in 4 months on stamps prices. Clearly, inflation's getting higher and faster, right? And when I did my taxes, I looked at the cost of restaurant prices the year before and compared to this year. And if you go back, like every year, it's like going up like 20%. Like if you go back to 2021 and I keep calculating, it just keeps going higher and higher and higher. It's like double what it was like 2-3 years ago already going to a restaurant. So these things are all just the beginning, because now we're starting to see some other things as well. We're seeing these nations that are actually changing, they're backing their money with gold. Okay, they're backing their money with gold. Here we go. Here, where is it at? And check this out. We actually spent $1.1 trillion in 6 months. 6 months federal deficit. This is how much we're in deficit. So this is how much they overspent. $1.1 trillion, our GOV, in 6 months. It's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And now there's nations, there's countries like Zimbabwe and RUSSIA, and actually about four of them, that have backed their money with gold and are trying to get rid of the dollar. And if, as they do this, a lot of people don't understand what's going on with this. There's like $3 or $4 for outside of America for every $1 in America. And as soon as they stop buying our debt, it's just game over. You're going to see the dollar become worthless. And this is what's going to ultimately happen if it continues the way it's gone. Anyway, let's get back over to this other topic with this anomaly in near South Africa. And this happened twice. I found twice. It might have happened more than twice. I saw it happened also 2 years ago. So this happened on April 10th. Let me see. I've got to make sure I'm right. I'm pretty sure it was April 10th. Here we go. Newsweek will say it. Newsweek says it was on April 10th. Yes. So we had this anomaly, a mystery, an underwater anomaly larger than Texas. 80-foot tall waves. Okay. According to this, this is actually an app that shows you wave and streamlines of water and things like that, just movements in the water. And it showed this massive anomaly, 2,000 miles across, 80-foot waves. And this was around the time of the solar eclipse, shortly after it. Then we had also the same exact anomaly 2 years ago. And I'm trying to remember what exact date this was on. It was like 2022, February 2022. Let me make sure. Let me see what the exact date was. Okay, so from what I can tell, it's in 2022. And actually what they're trying to say in this video is kind of curious. What they're saying is the South Atlantic anomaly, which is in the exact same place that we just saw this one, they actually have an explanation for it too. So look, this is from 2 years ago, this video, and it shows the exact same region where there's a problem, and they show this right here, the spiral. And I'm trying to see if there's a, I don't think there's another map that really shows better. This is kind of not the best quality here of graphic that they're using, but what they're trying to say is that this is a result of, they're saying that this region is where the Earth's internal Van Allen radiation belt comes closest to the Earth's surface. So, you know, the Van Allen radiation belt, right? They're claiming that this is this one little area is where it gets closest to the Earth. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. This is just their claim. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's kind of a curious way to look at it. They're talking about various scientific measurements and that the Van Allen belt gets closest to the Earth right there. Perhaps there has some relevance to what this has some relevance to what this thing is. I don't know. I think it's a better explanation than claiming it's a UFO the size of Texas. Obviously it's not that. Yeah. Okay. That doesn't make a lot of sense, but curiously, the Van Allen radiation belt, I'm curious if there is some sort of change during the time of an eclipse that could cause something like this to occur. I don't know. It's an interesting thought, but I don't know. But the fact that this has happened before in the exact same area and others have even studied it is rather kind of curious. And actually, this isn't the only thing that happened during the, there's actually something that happened during the eclipse that almost no one knows about as well, besides this. There's another thing, it's near the sun. Okay, let me show you that. And I'm going to get into this in more detail in a future video, but this might look familiar. Do you ever see this before? Or is it some sort of giant ball siphoning something off the sun? Of course, this is. There's actually about 8 pictures like this from different time frames. This one's 2012. 3/11/2012. All right, here's another one. Side by side. 2022 and 2012. Almost exactly 10 years apart. I think it was in April on the 2022 one. And this is the most recent one that happened literally on the eclipse. As you can see, it's on the other side of the sun. You got the sphere once again with something siphoning off. And to this day, no one really has an answer to what this is. But what's really curious, though, is it actually seems to tie in. They seem to happen during or around solar and lunar eclipses. So perhaps we don't really understand our solar system as well as we thought. When we have strange things occurring during solar and lunar eclipses, where you have like an area the size of Texas in the Atlantic Ocean, southwest of South Africa, that this app that measures waves says it had 80-foot waves, 2,000 miles across. Is that what? What is that? Clearly something strange. And then, of course, it happened before as well. We had, of course, all those quakes, which I think is basically what's going on is I believe the electromagnetic field is being interfered during a solar eclipse, and this might explain what's going on. And I've explained it in previous videos. I base it off the fact that the Foucault pendulum also changes direction during angular direction during a solar eclipse. So it's just really weird when I started looking into this. I'm going to do a video going in much more depth about this later. But it's really curious how you have these other anomalies happening exactly during or around solar eclipses. When I went and looked back at my old video 2 years back, I was talking about an eclipse while I was talking about that sun, that object near the sun. It was like 2 years ago. And then I'm doing research for this video. I'm like, oh my goodness. I was talking about the same things back then, and it's happening again. Clearly, this is not a mere coincidence. So, like I said, I'm going to get into that more on a future video. Kind of want to see what you guys think. Let me know in the comment section below, and thanks for watching.